Water to Wine, August 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Jesus Christ is the originator of all missionary work done in our world. He worked miracles to heal the sick, but he never worked a miracle in his own behalf. His first noted miracle was performed at a marriage feast in Cana, when he turned water into wine. By this miracle, Christ wished to teach that unfermented wine is far preferable to fermented wine. Christ never created fermented wine. The wine made on this occasion was exactly like the wine that comes fresh from the cluster. Christ knew the influence of fermented wine, and by giving them pure, unfermented wine, he showed them the only safe way in which to use grape juice. Christ did not draw attention to this act to receive public notice. He wished to teach an important lesson. He did not make or use fermented wine. Christ did turn water into wine, but he used wine fresh from the grapes, and never any other. He is our example in all things, and before his death he left as a last legacy to his church the bread, representing his body given for the sins of the world, and the wine, representing his spilled blood. But nothing but unleavened bread and unfermented wine could be used. Nothing of a fermented character is to be used in the communion service, for fermented wine would destroy the figure representing the blood of Christ. We may all look upon this question as forever settled. Christ wrought this miracle to teach still another lesson. He would not yield to the enemy when tempted to perform a miracle to supply his own necessities by converting a stone into bread. But on the occasion of the marriage feast, he desired to express his sympathy with, and approval of, those at the wedding. Christ did not come to this world to forbid marriage or to break down or destroy the relationship and influence that exist in the domestic circle. He came to restore, elevate, purify, and ennoble every current of pure affection, that the family on earth might become a symbol of the family in heaven. In the Christian home, the grace of God is to subdue and transform human character, and then the church will become an active, living, working church. In such families the song may well be sung, "There are angels hovering round, there are angels hovering round. Go, carry the tidings home."